This is the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us from sea to shining sea. We're going to be covering.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe Great Lakes to not so Great Lakes on the out west.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that
we're out there.
That covers it, I would say. A lot of fun to talk about today. We're going to be discussing some tips into staying warm outdoors. We're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about some more positive CWT testing, CWD, chronic wasting disease. That'll be happening. And unfortunately, Brainerd recently had some of that happening. And some unmanned vehicles that are on the Great Lakes as we speak. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Welcome back, everybody. Flying solo tonight.
Not really.
Well, okay, it's you and me.
You act like you're all by yourself. So sad.
I'm so alone.
You get to talk to me.
I'm so lonely.
I just think that we need to apologize that, you know, they get me instead of Don.
No.
For a whole half hour.
There's no drop at all. In fact, it's a step up. No, I'm not going to go there.
No, we'll be nice.
We're always nice. That's one of those good things. You know, having gotten slammed with snow, I had the chuckle. One minute I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, this is awesome. We're getting snow. You know, it was pretty a banded area. So
yep.
Northern Minnesota didn't get as much. The mid part of the state, you know, the cities in south where we're at in Red Wing did. But boy, I tell you what. Difficult part about that is if you want to go out on any of the lakes within that area that have that big dump on them, the ice is not going to get any thicker. That much insulation in it, not good.
Yeah, it really affects pretty much everything outdoors. So, and I just noticed that Lake Pepin was starting to freeze finally. Just the other day,
mm-hmm.
And you can see the steam just rising from it, and now we have all this snow, so
yeah, I have not looked to see what's going to transpire there, but I do know that much weight also pushes the ice down, and then it turns it into a mushy, complete mess, and the next week's supposed to be warmer temperatures again.
It just started to freeze, so I bet you that'll just break. And I
hate to be this, you better be careful, but it's really what it is again.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
And like you said, it's going to get warm again. So how long is the snow going to hang around? But, you know, that is something that we should talk about, how much heavy snowfall affects different things. Pheasant hunting, too.
Yeah, especially with the rain we had last week. There was rain, and that does not help. Rain, and then it gets cold.
Yep, so it freezes. And
yeah, it's not a help. You know, up and down and up and down. Habitat gets crushed. And, you know, not that the pheasant have a tough enough time already.
Right.
You know, so it'll be interesting to see how the wildlife in general comes out of the weather pattern we're in of this heavy snow, cold, rain,
heavy snow.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen after that. So who knows? I don't know. It's unfortunately, it's not a positive effect. So
right.
We just have to hope that it straightens out and we have more of a fluffy white stuff to come down so that they have room to create at least a shelter of some type in the weeds in the area. So
right.
Yeah.
And it looks nice for Christmas. We're looking on the bright side here.
And the skiing is great.
There you go.
There, it's exactly right. On the not so brighter side, I'm the bearer of bummer news. Sounds like the U.S. Forest Service is going to reduce access to the BWC next year in response to crowding. Crowding and natural resource disturbance in part of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness has prompted the U.S. Forest Service to cut back on the number of entry permits available to paddlers in 2022. The spokesperson for the Forest Service said Friday that the agency will specify the reduction sometime before visitors start reserving permits in January, and they anticipate as much as 13% fewer permits.
Really?
That's a pretty big number, unfortunately. And it comes from overuse. There's just too many people, they said. The surge in visitor traffic has started in 2020, continued this last year. And additional complaints of campsite competition, congestion at canoe portages, noise, soil erosion, garbage left behind, camping at undesignated areas, and cutting of live trees at campsites. Very unfortunate. Ginny Nelson of Spirit of the Wilderness Outfitting said the change will be beneficial to the wilderness, mm-hmm. but would block would-be paddlers who don't plan ahead. People who reserve a permit early in 2022 should still be able to book, and it's going to be necessity is what they're saying. There were 7.5 permits a day that are going away, which is a significant scenario. The fraction relates to the entry points that are losing only one permit every other day. Many more entry points in the Tofte and Gunflint regions will also see a drop in permit availability. Overnight paddling and hiking permits would be reduced by 13% throughout the reservation season. That runs from May 1st through September 30th. Under that scenario, the number of available permits would be cut from 285 per day to 248. If that were the case, an estimated 23,000 fewer people will enter the BWCA next year based on an average of 4 people per group. That's pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, if there's not enough campsites for all these people, you might as well not let them in. Do you know what I mean? Because now they are going to be camping where they can't camp. And
I agree. Well, in 2020, 165,918 people visited BWCA.
Wow.
That's crazy. It was up 16% from 219 and up 10% from the 2019 average. And the quota system in the 70s were used to protect the wilderness from overuse. And it happens every couple years.
Okay. So this isn't the first time they've had to do this, obviously.
No, but it's a pretty significant change. And it's obviously it's a good thing that they're keeping an eye on it before it gets to be over the top.
Right.
And also what's nice is those areas that were damaged will regrow. And you can make sure that happens. So.
Right. Well, and it just kind of goes as a warning. Take care of our nice things, people.
Unfortunately, when you have that many people up there, doesn't happen, which is the
unfortunate
part about it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, hang tight. We are going to be back with more on CWD testing in the Brainerd area and unmanned vehicles on the Great Lakes. Stay tuned. Be right back.